Blog Talk Radio.
TM Worldwide Radio on the line tonight. Going to talk a little bit more about, of course, our favorite subject, Atlanta Hawks basketball. But we have more. We have free agency that's going on right now. You know, Bron and Melo still floating around. Bosch is still lingering, saying he wants to stay in Miami, but he still hasn't signed anything yet. So all that money in Houston still up for grabs. We did have a few players that did get signed by the Heat, and that might play a part in what happens there and what happens with the rest of the league. Are the Hawks still waiting to see where all the dice roll? Hey, guess what? Braves lost that game the other night. I think they're getting beat right now, up to the minute. I'll check the score in a little bit. But they're still trying to, you know, finish in first place going into the All-Star break. Right before I got on the air, I saw the Summer League roster. So who do you think is going to be your favorite player to watch? And, of course, you got Falcons training camp that's right around the corner. Of course, I have to throw my Matt Ryan touchdown thing in. Matt Ryan just threw a touchdown to a guy in Whole Foods. So to call in tonight, you're going to want to call 646-652-4479. Tonight's show is brought to you first by a company called GY Empire. They are a film and production television company, actually, out of New York. And actually, very recently, I was named Vice President of Talent Acquisition. So that's, I would be announcing the new website. But it's not up just yet. Might be a little bit later, probably after my show. So definitely I will make mention of it a little bit later. But I'm very excited. It's going to be some big things, I'll just say that. Another company that is sponsoring our show tonight is SFI-TV out of Southwest Florida, Cape Coral, Fort Myers, that area of the country, and also Fifth Gear Media Group. And that particular company is actually going to be directing my first film. It's called Girlfriend Please. Troy Nelson is the owner of that company. In the next few weeks, I'll be actually having some of the stars of the movie on the show, and we'll be talking more about that. But let's get back into sports. Again, we're talking Atlanta Hawks mostly tonight. Like I said, Summer League doesn't start until the 12th. Somehow, I don't know how weird how the Hawks, again, are just, you know, push off to the side, you know, whatever. I think the game is not even televised, that first game, I think. So we're talking about the Hawks. Who do y'all think Dang is going to sign with? He still hasn't signed Luol Deng, small forward, formerly of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Before that, the Chicago Bulls. We have plugged him pretty good, but he has offers. So we'll just have to see how that bears out. But if we don't get him, do we have enough to compete in the East right now? My contention is we really do. And for the fact that Tavares is actually going to be in the Summer League games goes a long way into, you know, who that final roster is going to be for the regular season. You know, all of a sudden we throw him in there. And like I said, he doesn't have to start. But if he's just in the mix, you know, getting 20 minutes a game, I believe this kid can get a couple of blocks a game. He definitely gets some rebounds and give us some points. That's all we really need. But if he really plays well, you know, I'm sorry, Perro, you got to go. That's just me. And let's see, who else are we talking about here? Of course, where do you think Melo's going to end up? If Bosch fools around and actually takes the money and run like I suggest, does that let Melo come to the Miami Heat? Will that matter, though, if we still don't know what LeBron is actually going to do? Really, everybody's really in trouble, and I don't think anybody is really concentrated on this. Until he signs, everything else is just up in the air. You know, it's really guesswork. And I don't think a lot of people are going to want to sign multi-million-dollar contracts and then he doesn't do what everybody wants him to do or think they're going to do. Of course, he's going to do whatever he wants to do, but he has to realize he's doing basically the same thing he did 4 years ago and worse, you know, because he knew what was going to be happening, you know, this particular offseason way ahead of time. And even though he is handling it the correct way, he's not personally getting involved, letting his agent do all this and everything, time is coming of an essence now. And whether or not he realizes it or not, he's, you know, holding everybody hostage. So we'll see what happens. But, again, you know, money does talk. They said it on ESPN Radio how, you know, the Heat can sign back their own players and not have to worry about the cap as far as going over. They're allowed to. But if Bosch leaves and they have to get another player, a.k.a. Melo, guess what? They can't go over that $62 million mark, and Melo wants the max also. And they just signed two players, you know. So how will the can the numbers work? Are they going to just put a team of seven people on the floor? I guess they could do that if they really wanted to, and Melo and LeBron can play together. But, again, Bosch is saying he wants to stay with his man, Bron. Did I say that right? I don't know. Okay, so again, there's a lot to still happen within the next couple of days where I think the deadline for people to be able to make decisions is the 11th or is it the 15th? I can't remember. Hit me up, 646-652-4479. Chime in. Remember a little bit later, Jamal of The Dirty Word, he's going to be on the air at 11:30, so he'll be basically picking up where I left off, so those who don't get to listen in or chime in on my show can continue on his. So definitely want to take advantage of that. You know, if you want to really talk it, you know, if you got to talk, you know, talk walk the walk, right? Put your views out there. Put your opinion out there. See if it messes up with everybody else. It's the best form to be able to do it. And have a lot of people listen to what you think. Of course, shout out to Atlanta Hawks Nation, Carlos, and the other admins, Jazz, Z, everybody. Y'all should be calling in, by the way, FYI. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and take a little break because so far I don't have a call. So I'm going to go ahead and take one quick break and get me a little sip of something, and I'll be right back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. I'll be right back.
Hello?
Chris, where are you at?
I'm in a bad sleep. Why?
Chris, you're supposed to be at the studio. Flick is looking for you.
What time is it?
5 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Chris, you have to do better than this. Don't you know all this competition that's out here? It's all about the competition. It's all about the competition.
As you can see, I'm not at home being lazy and idle. Instead, I'm writing rhymes. You are hearing poet recitals, creating thoughts in your mind. Remind you of Bible, 10 commandments, 10 plagues, even Samson Delilah. Besides that, establishing myself in this game. Not concerned about the chips, whips, chicks, or the fame. But if it comes, so be it. You won't hear me complain. Just as long as you don't ever, ever forget my name. INTELLEGT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I had the microphone in my hand for the 96. Now my calendar is full. On the regular hashtag, you better believe I feel the need to prove myself. You got to beat me above nobody else. I place myself, but if it gets down to it, I will be the lighter and you can be the fluid. He's on fire. I'm in the game like EA. Won't be bowing down as if I was your sensei to anyone. That's the answer to the question. Will he be like everyone else? I won't keep you guessing. To be unique, that's the essence of my mission. That is why it's all about the competition. competition, 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 you know I know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Gun in my hand, finger on the trigger, looking you dead in the eye, courage getting bigger. Looking at you sweat, you thinking will he do it? Mirror, mirror on the wall, can I? Let me prove it. Whoa, let me sit back, that sounded kind of violent. That's not the type I am. Some may call me silent, even quiet, but definitely not Wyatt. Earth, this ain't the Wild Wild West, not if I was Captain Kirk. It's the remix, part two of competition. Microphone, my regular choice, please don't get it twisted if you miss it. Turn on the television, tune in to 107.9, get the agency late edition. Forgotten my name, let me tell you how it's spelled. I-N-T-E-W-E-T-T, hit me on my email. Yeah. ATL is where I dwelled. Don't be forgetting that when it's time for records to sell. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. INTELECT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I have the microphone in my hand right now. It is time for me to show you how I get down. Been a long time coming, much anticipated, 10 years in the making. Very.
Hey, I'm back. Chris, INT Worldwide Radio, coming back from my break and wanting to reiterate some of my topics for tonight. Of course, most of them are NBA related. Brown and Melo, they're still not signed. Bosch kind of wants to be signed. He doesn't really know what he wants to do. The Hawks, we have one free agent signing. We have offers on the table for Mac and Mike Scott. But at the end of the day, you know, what we're going to do with Dame, since we have showed extreme interest. I don't think we've actually offered any money. I haven't seen anything. So that's another thing. The Braves did lose. It got beat 8-3. I don't know how that happened, but it was pretty horrible. I'm looking at the scores right now. Looks like they're still fooling around with the All-Star game with the home run derby, seeing who's going to be doing it. Not interested right now. And, of course, Atlanta Falcons training camp is virtually right around the corner. What are the Falcons going to do this year? I say they're going to go 30-0. And I think that was most of my particular topics. Let's see. Hey, Summer League. Summer League starts soon. Summer League has already been going on for about a week. Have you seen some of the players that have been drafted do something, something? What is that? Oh. Okay, MLB.com. Napier looks like, because that first game, he just was all over the place, turning the ball over. I watched that game, actually, that first game. But on the second game, he did much, much better. So it looks like Miami might actually really have a point guard. So that would be another reason for Bron to stay if he wanted to. They got the guard that they wanted, so that would be a piece. But who else during summer league so far has impressed you or not impressed you? What teams have you seen so far? Since our Hawks don't play until the freaking 12th. So, you know, call in and talk about that. 646-652-4479 is the number. We got plenty of time to take a few calls tonight. Also, World Cup. Brazil, I don't even know what to say. There's been plenty of stuff on Facebook. But really what it comes down to is Brazil just got overmatched. And I know everybody's going to say, well, their lead star player was hurt and all that kind of good stuff. Well, that almost would fly, except it's Brazil and they're playing in Brazil. And so if anything, the whole country thing, I mean, that's just like saying that if we, you know, the World Cup was in America somewhere and our best players, in this case it would have been our goalkeeper, right, Tim, not playing, with the backup and the rest of the team not raise up and not get beat 7-1. That's just crazy. So that was just really disappointing to see that. I think tomorrow is Argentina and Belgium, I believe. So you can call in and talk about the World Cup if you wish. Let's see, what else is going on in sports? I kind of made a joke about we can talk about cricket, but I'm not really going to talk about cricket. Let's see who this is right here. All right, well, it looks like everybody on the Atlanta Hawks Nation is up and popping, but you're not calling in. There's probably a lot of y'all that are listening, so I do appreciate that. But, you know, of course, you need to call in and talk about Dane and the Atlanta Dream. Mr. Cooper has done a wonderful job for the, you know, for their season so far. Paul Millsap's brother is going to be playing with us during summer league, so that's pretty interesting. Would there be a chance for him to get called up during the season if they choose to throw him in the NBDL for us or whatnot? That would be, you know, pretty cool. Talk about the Cavs. This whole talk about what would happen if LeBron really did come back after what happened 4 years ago. If you've seen any of the film clips from fans from 4 years ago, it was pretty evident that they never want to see him again. What is it like right now? Has that completely changed? Because the possibility is actually there for him to do it. And apparently, since he hasn't shut any of the rumors down, that there is some interest, there is a consideration of him returning. How would that play a part in the NBA? And then what the real question is, well, what will happen if he doesn't go back? I think that's even the better question. How will he be triple vilified at that point for, you know, making it seem like he would come back to try to help him win a title, which, hey, guess what? Cleveland has never won a title before either. And then he stays in Miami, or worse yet, what happens if he doesn't go back to Miami either and ends up in Phoenix or the Lakers or somewhere or Houston, okay? I think it's really, really, really interesting how he's put things in perspective in regards to free agency at this point. And somehow or another, I think the NBA is going to write a rule. I just have an idea. I know they just never probably anticipated this, you know, or at least the Dark Lord, you know, David Stern probably never thought this would happen. But being held hostage like this, and you can't say it's wrong, because at the end of the day, a player does have a right to get paid where he wants to get paid and go where he wants to go, you know, things of this nature. But at the same time, it's a matter of that essence of, you know, franchise. You don't want to say loyalty, because you do want to win, but if you are the best player, why can't you draw people to where you're at? And I still go back to this 4 years ago. Why couldn't he draw people to Cleveland? You know, why didn't he? It was just 7 years in, you know, and they just went to the finals. Okay, I think he left a year after the finals. Someone can correct me on that. I don't feel like looking it up right now. But still, it was a matter of whether or not it was a matter of, you know, what kind of free agents or contracts or whatever. The owner at the time was willing to spend the money. That wasn't an issue. If LeBron had stayed, they would have got some people, and people would have went. Bosch would have went to Cleveland. Imagine if Bosch had went to Cleveland. you see what I'm saying? And we're talking about the East as it was constituted back then. So that's just another thought. I do have a call. I'm going to go ahead and let them get in on the discussion tonight. How you doing, caller? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm Perry from Decatur.
How you doing? What do you want to talk about tonight?
Sure, talk about them Hawks, man. I told you I was going to call in and talk about the Hawks, man. And well, I want to talk about this the Dane situation, man. I feel like the Dane situation going to be like another Joe Johnson situation, man. I think the dude was too quiet, man. I don't think he had that fire that we need to have that go-to guy to hit them clutch shots that we need at the buzzer. I'm looking.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm looking for a guy. I know a lot of folks on Hawk Nation that don't like the guy, but I like his spunk. I like Lance Stevens and spunk. I know he's a hot head, but we need somebody who want to actually go out and win games, not nobody who be quiet and
Here's the thing. Now, that's an interesting. This is an interesting point that I never really thought about as far as the whole quiet thing. Now, here's the thing: in Chicago, Dane was pointed to a lot of times when it comes to hitting clutch shots, and he did do that a lot. Now, again, the whole thing about being demonstrative and showing passion and stuff like that can either be overstated or understated. At the end of the day, we're looking at the stats at the end of the game and who won the game. In Joe's case, it was a matter of, I didn't care if he was quiet enough as long as he put up 25 points a game, and he wouldn't do that. You see what I'm saying? You know, he did knock some down some clutch shots, but when it came down to it, he needed to be a lot more productive than he was for the money he was getting paid. For the role that Dang had in Chicago, we can't really use Cleveland as an example. Cleveland was horrible, and I don't think he didn't want to be there. But in Chicago, he was a very good player there, you know, for what he was. As far as him coming here, I think he's solving a need more on the lines of that perimeter defense. That's where everybody is linking him to, because he's only, what, 30 years old. He can still play for a long time, and he's a really good defender. So I think that part of it, I don't think his need is that clutch person. I don't think he's going to be coming here for that. We have other players for that. So, but it does kind of raise an interesting, you know, point in regards to his demeanor, you know. And as far as Lance Stevenson go, I wasn't able to find my my sound effect for my dark liquor commentary about him. He has a lot of passion. He has that spunk. He has that drive and everything like that. But is it overdrive? Is it detrimental? You know, will it really cause, you know, wins? Because that's all I'm looking at. I'm looking at wins. And at the end of the day, he was in the finals up against Bron. If he really wanted to prove something, he would have been putting 20 points a game up, and he didn't do that, did he?
No, he didn't do that. And my other thing, I think Melo going to L.A., man. I think they're trying to plot something up, him, Kobe, and maybe put Paul Gasol down there, man. I think they're trying to make their own big three. It's taking too long for them, especially with us Hawks and everybody else trying to sign a few agents, for them not to figure out what they're going to do. It's money on the table, so I don't understand why they taking so long to sign these contracts. So I think they just kind of come with a big three of their own down there in L.A. or maybe, L.A. That's what I'm thinking right now.
Melo, ESPN did do a thing by the numbers. They could pull it off. They had to do all sorts of stuff, but they could have Melo, they could have Powell, and they could have Kobe there and make it work. They have to do some funky stuff, but they could do it. If that happens, hey, you know, in a year, there's another year, they'll have some more money. Okay, so, you know, it did, you know, now Kobe's already going to say it. He's only going to finish out his contract, and he's done. So then at that point, then it would be Melo's team. You see what I'm saying? So that's another thing to think about. As far as the holdup and everything, like I mentioned earlier before you came on the line, is really because of Barr. He has to make a decision because there's other teams that are basically basing their decisions based off of what he does and where he goes. You see what I'm saying? And even though he is, like I mentioned, he's doing it the right way per his agent this time. However, the speed of what's happening, he has to realize how he's holding up the whole league because, again, just like with Bosch, Bosch says he wants to stay in Miami, but how does he know that Bron is staying in Miami? Because that's who he wants to play with. He wants to go play in Cleveland. He said Miami, right?
I don't understand why Bosh trying to stay in Miami when you got a fat contract from the Rockets sitting right there waiting for you.
Remember, it ain't all about the money with some folks. And when you really are, heck, he's won two rings. And you can say, okay, he has his two rings, he needs to get the money. But at the same time, when you're comfortable and you think you can actually win more rings with one team rather than another, the money might not mean that much. Remember, and he might, maybe he's in that old school mode where he's concentrating on rings, and he don't think going to Houston is going to win him a ring. That might be it, point blank. He might not want to play with Dwight, for all we know. You know, he might not think he's the best fit in Houston. I think he should go take the money, though, because I don't think LeBron's going to stay. I think it's a mistake for him to risk everything on LeBron. That's just my personal opinion. And then Dwayne, what is he going to do, not play 60 games? So he can be healthy.
Right.
That's crazy. They might not make the playoffs at that point, right? So, I mean, there's some valid points there, man. I appreciate those. Anything else you want to throw at us before I let you go?
No, Chris, you're good, man.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Call in again, okay?
All right, man. All right.
See, we got Hawks fans all over the place there. Appreciate Perry calling in from down there in Texas. I had some Texas toast today, too. It's pretty good. Anyway, he brought up one point about Dame. What do y'all think about him being too quiet to where, you know, him coming to the Hawks is detrimental? And then, of course, bringing Dark Liquor Boy, Lance Stevenson, in here as the alternative. I mean, at least he didn't say Swaggy P, because I might have hung up on him. I would have called the cops out on him. Yeah, it would have been terrible if he had mentioned old Swaggy there. But he didn't, but I don't know. I don't think the demeaning thing is really going to be an issue. I mean, we have enough people. We have Al, you know, Jeff, if he plays, you know, playoff Jeff T basketball. You know, you have Millsap, Trill Sap. You know, we got some people who do all that, you know, if that's what you like. Because, again, San Antonio don't do that, and they just won their fifth championship. I mean, like I said, the product on the floor has to be winners. They have to win games. They could do all their other stuff, but there's other stuff win games. Vince Carter did that whole lot. There's Vince Carter. You see what I'm saying? You got to think about things on a long-term basis here. And, you know, you got to think about that. Do you even have a chance to win the ring doing all that? Swag is not where it's at. I'm sorry. It just isn't. It's a matter of winning. You can have swag when you win. When you win, you have plenty of swag, don't you? When you're shooting three-pointers and turning around and throwing up your hands because you thought you hit it and you didn't, that don't make you look too cool. That's not swag. That's all my point is, okay? As far as Dane coming in, if that's what we get, that's what we get, I believe, for what it is. He probably would fit pretty good, and he could play for a good number of years. And if we make it work, we make it work. I just want to see what we can do. We need to go ahead and figure it out. You know, I still say Tavares needs to be on, go ahead and put him on the team. That stash and store thing, it don't really work for us. And, you know, and as I mentioned on the page the other day, we've only had four players where we drafted them and then we let their rights go to someone else that actually even amount to anything. We're talking about, I only went back to 1975. Okay, so the risk of Afro going to, the Raptors and killing us and everything, it's 50-50, okay? And, you know, so far, you know, Solomon Jones, you know, come on. I mean, like, you know, all of our players, I mean, we've only had really good success with, so far, Jeff, Al, Josh really did well for us, right? Josh Trill, just for a little bit of time, was, you know, a decent player. Right, and now we have our newest rookies from, you know, a year and a half ago. You have John Jenkins, who hasn't had a chance because he had been hurt last year. Of course, Mike Scott, you know, has been a real good player for us. We got to see what happens with Dennis the Menace, you know. But I think these draft picks that we got this year are going to be players. I mean, everything indicates that they will. So I'm excited about them. So. That's what's going on so far. You got, I don't know if I'm going to get a caller in after that, but we'll see. 646-652-4479. Give somebody a shot. You got about 2 minutes. Again, I'll probably do another show in a couple of days, probably later in the week. I have to go to Atlanta this Saturday. Shout out to everybody in Atlanta. If you're there, you should holler at me. I'll be there for most of the day. I'll be up there the week after as well for almost a week. So I don't know if I'll be able to do a show between now and Saturday. I'm going to try to. Maybe Friday. Hopefully by Friday we'll have some more movement and we'll have some more stuff to talk about. So let's see. I probably won't even take a break. I'll go ahead and finish up the show. Yeah, I just got my 90-second call, so that's what I'll do. So thank you for that call earlier from Texas there. I think it was Perry. Appreciate that thought about Dame in regards to whether or not his demeanor would fit what we have going on. And technically, by the numbers, is Bud's system coming from the Spurs. So it kind of does. We're going to try to sneak a call in. I don't know if this is going to work. Hi, caller. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Chris, man, what's going on? This is John from the Atlanta Hawks Nation.
Hey, John, what do you got? You got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I know I'm late, but, you know, I just wanted to give this little quick commentary, man.
Go ahead.
I think I like the moves that Danny Ferry is making. I'm not quite satisfied, but at least we're checking along in the right direction. Summer League is really going to tell us a lot. I demand to see Jenkins out there balling, And I want to see what Tavares has got. And I'm kind of interested in Millsap's little brother, Matt.
Yeah, that's an interesting one there. And as far as everybody listening, thank you all for listening in. The show will be going on. Y'all just won't be able to hear the rest of the show. We'll talk to y'all later. Go ahead, man. Oh, well, as far as Millsap's brother, yeah, that was an interesting one. I didn't even know he had a brother, first of all, playing ball. I didn't know he was a guard. So just for the fact that he's going to be on the team, it's kind of interesting because he technically by default might have a shot if he plays well, you know?
Right. I mean, I've seen him on, like, I follow him on Instagram, and, you know, I just thought he was just kicking it with his brother. But, yeah, I had no idea he balled until I seen him on the wrist. And, interesting.
Yeah, and then, like I said, with the MBDL, I'm thinking, you know, that might be one of those players where, you know, he plays during the season, and for whatever crazy reason we have some injuries down the line, he might get a shot to come up, you know. And at worst, even if he doesn't necessarily play for the Hawks for a period of time, at least he has a chance to show off what he can do so the rest of the league can see him as well, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So. But I'm glad he got an invite. That was pretty cool. What else you got for me, John?
What all do I want to touch on? That Bazemore, man. Thoughts on him? I think it's a pretty steady pickup. I don't know if we're even picking him up. From what I just heard, he visited with us and he still has other plans. But the kid looks solid in those – that nice little stretch of games he played with the Lakers, really strong. Great pick-and-roll game, get his own shot. And he was, like, actually decent on one-on-one defending.
Yeah. See, here's my thing. And other than the fact that I kid around that he has a, you know, R&B 90s name, okay, I don't know. Hopefully when I replay this to everybody, they get that part. I don't know if he – because, see, for me right now, like, for what we have, anybody – we, like I said, we can only dress a certain number of players. You can have a couple of players for, you know, extra that are going to be undressed. So it's a matter of if anybody else we get right now, is it better, but at least equal to what we already got, why would we do it? Again, it's a matter of how many players can you actually put on the floor per positions. You know, how many, you know, you got your starters and you got your backups, and then where you're going to be your main backups after that. You know, you got 13 slots. So it's like, who is he going to replace? That's how I have to look at it. And I ain't comfortable really replacing him with anybody as far as I'm concerned. That's just me. You know, unless they're going to do something else. And see, that's the thing that we don't know.
Man.
You know, they're trying to get Dame.
That's what I feel is coming, man. I mean, if you look at how he's kind of stockpiling his talents, even though we may be, quote-unquote, deep in that area, you look at him picking up Payne, and it might be a bad example. I mean, he's just a heck of a talent. But that puts us at technically three power forwards picking up. If looking at Bazemore would put us at what, like four shooting guards? And, I mean, you know, he likes those hybrids that can either shoot the ball in, kind of distribute. So are we kind of building up for a possible trade? I don't know. I feel that Theory still has something up his sleeve. It's just a feeling I get.
Well, you mentioned the whole guard thing. I mean, when we're talking about who's actually a guard on the team, we kind of have a lot now. And so that can't be, you know, that can't be part of it. You know, it can't be the forward position necessarily. I mean, because like I said, at the end of the day, are you getting real junkyard? I mean, like, really? You're going to, you know, it's not going to happen. So, I don't know. It's just one of those things where when it comes to needs and people keep saying we need that scoring floor, I think it's an insult to the system because we have the scoring. That's not going to be – that ain't going to be an issue. It wasn't an issue technically during the regular season until we had the injuries. And even when we had the injuries, we could still compete a little bit. We just couldn't defend nobody, okay?
Exactly.
My whole thing has always been in the middle. And with Al not being there, and we know how hard of a hustler he is and everything like that, you know, it was just difficult since he was playing the center, and we didn't have nobody to really replace him technically because Terrell don't rebound, okay? We all know this. And now at this point, you know, we're not going to have Afro coming in, but we drafted Tavares. We got Muscala. You know, we got Kane. I think Terrell is expendable at this point. Especially if I mean, like I said, if Tavares plays well, I think Terrell, they might as well just release him. I think he's on that. I think Tavares is on the roster because I think they're going to release Terrell. That's just me. Especially if they get Ding. If they get Ding, I don't see why Terrell would be here anymore.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what
I think that was the introductory year, and I think Terrell will get better. I don't think he'll get light years better. He'll just get accustomed to playing NBA ball. But, yeah, the man's like, what, 31? And can't
the
rebound.
The age doesn't worry me, though. It ain't the age that worries me.
Really?
It's just a matter of, yeah, it ain't because he's 30. Like, again, look, I'm 38. Ray Allen's 38. Jordan came back a couple of times and played until he started on their 40. The age don't matter to me. It's the skill that matters to me. And
I bring up the age.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, right around that 38, you don't get better. That's my point. I don't think he'll be horrible, but you don't get better. Right around 30, you are what you are, and cats start relying on more of their skill and less of their talent.
And that's what I'm talking about. He's 31. His ground, again, though, we do have better coaching and all that kind of good stuff, but
mm-hmm.
I just don't think his particular game will translate enough to make him a difference maker on the team,
right,
where Tavares runs right in the game and he's blocking shots left and right. That's all I want. I don't care what he does or anything else. He's just in the middle and people can hit him. He ain't going nowhere. And Al can play the four. You think I'm just trying to, like I said, because that's been the frustrating thing. We hadn't had center since Mutombo. How long ago was that now? Like, for real.
It's been a minute.
You know?
Yeah.
And people want to say, well, there ain't no real centers, but there's a lot of them out there now than there was 5 years ago.
Very
and
true.
Do we really want, you know, I would rather be proved wrong and be like, well, Al playing center wasn't the reason he tore pec muscles. I'd rather let's find out then and let him play the four. Crap, what do we got to lose? For real. So that's just me. Like I said, I want to see our team, you know, with longevity. I want to see 20 years of us winning and being looked at as a true contender in the league. Not just making the playoffs, I want to see that spark that says, you know, the Atlanta Hawks got to be looked out. Because, see, heck, for the part of 2013, we had that for the first time in a long time. We were viewed as a team.
We had
identity.
We had a system. We had a way of playing. People saw it and even respected it. I remember, I think it was after that, the Heat game, where Bud drew up that play where he used Corvette as a decoy.
Mm-hmm.
And shocked the hell out of everybody. And they asked James about it, and he was like, It feels like playing the Spurs. Exact same team, just different.
Mm-hmm.
And that.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. And see, like I said, that, and there was a lot of people in the league, a lot of players in the league that, you know, and they were saying it verbally. They were like, man, the Hawks, man. And then we had them injuries. And those injuries killed us, like destroyed everything, and I think that's where confidence was lost in a lot of players and things of that nature. But, hey, guess what? We picked back up, made the playoffs, and guess what? We got healthy. And what happened when we got healthy? Before the playoffs, we beaten everybody. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Top offense in the league again, leading the league in assists again, destroying folks. Got to the playoffs, fooled around with Indiana. We lost game six, and then we were the same old Hawks. But guess what? Guess what, though? A lot of teams are looking at us now as dangerous, and now we've had a really good draft. You know, we're going to have a whole second year with Bud. You know, we're going to bring in all these other people, Steph. You know, if we bring in Dane, great. You know, I just feel that the league ain't going to be ready. Whatever Bron does, again, I believe it's negated by a team effort because Bron had a team. And they didn't win. They got blown the heck off the face of the earth. And everybody's following. They can't deny it. Not even the Heat fans. They can't deny it. You know, so that's why I think Bron's going to go to Cleveland. He's satisfied with his 2 rings. He did what he said he wanted to do. Got him some rings. Now he can go back to Cleveland and fool around with them for a while. Bosch might stay in Miami, might go to Houston. Miami's dead. So who else is in the East to really compete? Toronto's going to have a good team, right?
Yep.
Washington is still on the come up. They pretty much kept their core together for the most part. No, Indiana ain't going to be no threat because they still got Big Goofy Boy as their center. Okay? So
I think Charlotte's
going to
get better.
Charlotte has been getting better. Now, I will give Jordan credit. Over the last couple of years, he's been doing much better with his drafts and stuff, so they're competitive now. But they're not a threat yet.
Very true.
As far as the East goes, you know, now it all depends on Rose and his messed up knees. If he comes back and they fool around and do get Melo, now we're talking about something. But if they don't get Melo, they still got a good team based on Rose, right? But I still think the Hawks have a shot to be 1, 2, 3 in the East. So that's just me. I'm just excited because, like I said, again, last year proved we're back. You know, we're back in the midst. Because there was a point in time where the Hawks were, you know, a threat in the East, right? We just couldn't get past the second freaking round, you know. But now I think we have that opportunity to do it more than a couple of times and give ourselves a chance to win the Eastern Conference Finals, give our chance, you know, a chance to win whoever is against the West, and then go from there. And we're young, we're younger now even than we were before last year. And like I said, if we can have the best bench in the league technically. Like I said, if you put Paul on the bench, okay, and we have all these other players. You got Payne, you got JJ. If they interchange JJ and Kyle, either or, right? If we end up keeping Mac and we end up keeping Scott, we got Patterson, and then we got Seth, and then we fool around and let's say we do get Dang, and either him or Junkyard is going to start, either or on the bench makes us have the best bench in basketball, as far as I'm concerned.
Somebody mentioned the lineup of Horford, Millsap, and Dang as a starting lineup. That might make us the best front court in basketball. I'm trying to think who has a center, forward, and a small forward that have all had all-star nods.
As far as solidity, that would be a really, really, really good front court. And then throwing in either Korver and Teague or JJ and Teague, whoever at the shooting guard there, and then everybody else on the bench. Because that does make our bench definitely, you know, still make it really good. I just look at, you know what happened during the season? You'd have certain people not there, and there's a lull. And it's usually the third quarter. Even with Larry Drew gone, it was still the third quarter somehow. So I'm just looking at that as a hole in the lineup. You know what I'm saying? And that's where I'm looking at having that solid leadership and playing ability coming off the bench to where if everybody's healthy, there is no law. Period. It just can't be. It's not allowed. Bud won't let it happen. Darvin Ham won't let it happen. You see what I'm saying? And that's why I say – have Al at that four, have whoever at center, and have Brand come back. I'd rather have Brand in para. That's just me.
I'm not trying to knock para at all. I think he did really well, and I think he would look better if he was playing the roles he was meant to play. He wasn't supposed to be playing 30 minutes a night.
And like I said, at worst, if we, like I said, there's too many people to do it, but to keep him and Musk and Payne and Tavares, you see what I'm saying? We might, and then with the rest of the players, like we have to Al, Paul, you know, somebody else would have to go, you know, so then it's a matter of, okay, what don't we need the least kind of a deal to keep both of them? Mm-hmm. But like I said, that's why I say of all the people, Peril probably is more expendable. It's going to be interesting. Like I said, I said months ago that this off season and this upcoming season, regular season, is going to be the most important in all of Hawks franchise history, period, since the Neat trade, and it's coming to bear. And if the chips fall where I believe they can, I believe we've seen the beginning of something really, really great and special. So, you got anything else? Because my time is almost out.
No, man. That's all the rant I want to do. One last point. I think this is hilarious.
Yeah.
It went from not having any talent at any point in time. We would lock down the contracts with Johnson, Williams, Smooth, and Horford, and then just get